This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 9th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is mostly clear with mild temperatures. Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant evening with cool breezes, while Jerusalem remains comfortably warm. In Haifa, the skies are clear, providing a beautiful night for stargazing. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, 3 hours ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected former President Trump's 15-point plan for Gaza. He insists Israel will not withdraw from any part of the strip. Also 6 hours ago from Ynet, the IDF reports that an old Hezbollah explosive killed two Israeli reservists in southern Lebanon. The device was likely planted before the ceasefire. Also this hour, Walla reports that tension is rising in southern Lebanon as the IDF expands searches and destroys infrastructure. Civilians returning to villages are increasing risks. Separately, from Israel Hayom, 18 minutes ago, discussions continue over a proposal by Kushner and Whitehead to disarm Hamas. The proposal involves neutralizing weapons at delivery. And finally, 5 hours ago from JNS, Israel has rejected the Board of Peace's plan for Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasizes Israel's ability to stand its ground. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posted 20 minutes ago, wishing blessings upon the memories of the slain and urging justice for their murderers. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering the conflict, wrote 25 minutes ago that despite the Prime Minister's announcement, no order has been given to freeze operations in Gaza. Aaron David Miller, a former U.S. State Department advisor, posted 28 minutes ago that of Trump's options, maintaining economic pressure is perhaps the least harmful. He remains skeptical about its effectiveness. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's rejection of Trump's Gaza plan. The Times of Israel reports that Netanyahu remains firm against the plan, despite pressure. He insists on Israel's terms for any resolution with Hamas. This position underscores the ongoing tension between Israeli and U.S. strategies in the region. Turning to southern Lebanon, the IDF believes an explosive device, likely planted by Hezbollah before the ceasefire, killed two Israeli reservists. Ynet reports that Hezbollah continues its drone activity and weapons movements. This incident highlights the ongoing volatility in the region despite recent agreements. Meanwhile, tension remains high in southern Lebanon, according to Walla. The IDF is taking proactive measures by searching and destroying potentially dangerous infrastructure. However, the return of civilians complicates operations. The situation poses significant challenges for maintaining security and humanitarian needs. Separately, discussions over a proposal to disarm Hamas continue. Israel Hayom highlights Kushner and Whitehead's approach to neutralize weapons at delivery. This initiative reflects ongoing international efforts to stabilize the region, though its success remains uncertain. Finally, Israel's rejection of the Board of Peace's plan for Gaza is making headlines. JNS emphasizes Netanyahu's resolve to protect Israeli interests. This decision underscores Israel's willingness to confront even allied nations when national security is at stake. Turning to business and markets. First, from tech, 2 hours ago, a Tel Aviv couple is being sued for over $7,000 after leaving a rented safe occupied for more than a year. The company demands payment under its contract terms. Separately, Globes reports that police are tightening speed limit enforcement on certain roads with high accident rates. Speed cameras will be recalibrated to enhance road safety. And finally, Mariv Business advises on purchasing home treadmills. With many opting for home fitness solutions, the publication warns against common purchasing mistakes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.